Leviticus chapter 14, I want to focus on verse 14 about the cleansing of the leper. Now, I've mentioned earlier that I don't think that the leprosy in view here is what we would call Hansen's disease, what is called leprosy today. It is a stroke of divine judgment upon sinners, and they could be cured of that if they repented. So here we have a leper who has repented, and the fact is that the blood, clearly representing the blood of Jesus, was to be placed on the ear, on the hands, on the thumb, and on the feet, on the right big toe. The simple idea is that from now onwards, the forgiven person was to be totally dominated by the fact that they had been cleansed through this blood. All that they were to hear, it was put on their ear. All that they did with their hands, the blood was put on their right thumb. Everywhere they went, the blood was put on their right big toe, was to be influenced by the fact of their redemption in the blood. And of course, this looks forward to us, that we too have sinned. We have passed from judgment, from condemnation, to justification. And this is because of the blood of Jesus. And so this reality should fundamentally affect what we listen to, what you do with your hand, where you go with your feet. Is it appropriate, for example, to go to a nightclub? Is it appropriate to listen to that which is quite clearly sinful, that which is glorifying wickedness, immorality, etc.? No, because we are under this deep impression that I have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But of course, you won't get to that point of absolute gratitude and deep influence by his blood if you will not accept that you have sinned and sinned grievously. And to talk about conviction of sin is not at all popular in our society. It's all someone else's fault. I myself am a more or less good bloke. The problem was this and the problem was that. I was caught up in a nexus of circumstance and so I did this. And well, actually, it was this or that or the other. And I really think I'm quite a good guy. Don't be tough on yourself. You're a good guy. That's the message that is reinforced to us from social media, from society generally. And of course, you can go too far and wallow in your sins and all that sort of thing. And of course, the gospel is quite opposite to that. But the gospel, on the other hand, is only good news if you have recognized your sinfulness. Otherwise, what is this good news? What is the wonder of cleansing that is repeatedly taught here in the Old Testament and specifically stated in the New Testament? Where's the basis for that if you, in fact, reckon you're pretty well a top bloke and you've done really nothing wrong, really? Well, the whole process of putting the blood on the ear, on the thumb, and on the toe was then repeated in verse 16 with oil. And I suppose you could say that this looks forward to not only our forgiveness, but our cleansing and sanctifying, as the New Testament would put it, in the Holy Spirit. Because the oil, I think, does represent the Spirit. Well, the idea was that they were not only forgiven, but were cleansed for a new life. And it goes more than that. Because the whole ritual here of where the blood and the oil are placed is very similar to the ritual of the inauguration of the priests. The idea is that you who were a serious sinner, so serious that you were struck with what is translated as leprosy, but what I am saying was a stroke from God, and it is the same word for a stroke from God, and yet were redeemed from that, you are in spirit to live as a priest, even though these people were from all different tribes, not necessarily Levites. And indeed, it was God's intention that all Israel should be a nation of priests. Now, that didn't work out, but when you come to the New Testament, 1 Peter 2, he clearly says that we are a royal priesthood. So you should be then concerned, not just for yourself, but the whole idea of the priesthood was that they were to sanctify Israel, that they were to teach God's people, that they were to open up the way for other individuals to come into relationship with God. This then is the path for us, service of others, whether or not in this case they were Levites or not, but service to others, especially spiritually, because you have been cleansed and not only forgiven, but sanctified to God's service. This then is the only abidingly powerful motivation in all our efforts for others. Then we will do it with humility. Then we will do it with passion. Then we will not be discouraged by apparent indifference to what we're doing. Then we will do it to the glory of God.